Did you see that short where the lady was petting like a cute little baby bear and then it locked into her chin, bit the hell out of her?
No.
It licked her a couple times and she thought it was cute and she was still smiling. Yeah. I think it was just getting a taste. Let me taste this before I bite.
You know, some women are into that. I've met a few biters in my life. It's a little jarring at first. Never a bear, though, because that's just stupid.
I feel like we're beating a dead horse with this, since we covered literally every aspect of relationships you could possibly have.
Oh, no.
At some point.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, but we've never gone in depth with anything like this. And I think a lot of people could relate to it. That's what makes it interesting. The Offspring song Self-Esteem. That's basically before simp was a term. That's what they were talking about. Just someone who just takes the abuse openly and knowingly and just somehow that...
Publicly, though.
Oh, yeah. If it ever, you know, is in front of people, sure. That doesn't usually stop them. They should be embarrassed by it, but they're not, oddly enough.
I've just about had enough of somebody...
Hello there.
Riding someone's coattails that doesn't care about them. Like maybe they could sneak their way into a romance...
Mm.
Not happening. It's not going to happen. It hasn't happened. And it's obvious to everybody. But the other person...
Hello.
...will still, like, give an invite to a wedding or something. I'm like, you bitch. Just stop.
Just leading him on a little bit.
I think it's a safe date for her. Because she doesn't have to worry about trying to, like, make a relationship out of it, I guess.
Well, she could probably just go with a bear. Does this particular person know that this is what she's doing?
Actually, it's basically a bunt.
A cake. Tasty, but my God, where do they get off charging that much for flour and sugar?
Why are we smiling at the camera?
Because we're happy.
The chick in the situation, she has recently said, "You're my brother in Christ," and stuff like this to him, and...
All this platonic stuff.
Yeah, she loves him in Christ, I guess.
Well, and that's a goodwill gesture you would give an acquaintance or a friend, yes.
And that's all it is.
Yeah, but he doesn't pick up on that. Or rather, he picks up on it, but construes it a different way.
Everybody plays the fool, the oldie song. It's true. You don't continually do it on repeat, though.
More women are like this than probably what most people realize, but they like the pursuit of a man. If a man wants them, they want to actually see that.
But shouldn't the woman come stay the night at your house at least
once within 7 years or something?
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
You gotta call it if you're not being reciprocated, though, because you might be the only one that's pursuing anything after a while.
Count your losses and just go.
Bye.
To me, if she all of a sudden was like, yeah, I do actually want a relationship, I'm comfortable with you or whatever, I think I've already seen enough from her. I'm still saying no. That's the wise move, just to be honest.
I think the problem is a lot of guys get into the mentality of, if I suffer enough, this will prove my love. And that sounds so chivalrous and so noble and so like a medieval knight, you know, nobleman in shining armor, saving his princess from the evil dragon or whatever. It's just not real.
No.
You shouldn't have to suffer. Like, trust me, life will deal you enough by itself. That's the benefit of having a stable relationship, is having someone by your side right there. So, like, if you feel like falling, they can pick you back up and vice versa. You shouldn't have to suffer to be in a relationship like that or to have a relationship like that. Talking to the mystery man we mentioned moments earlier, if you give a girl a mixtape and she has no way of playing it, she's probably too young for you. At least that's my rule of thumb.
He's stuck in the 90s. And the 90s aren't coming back.
No. No, Marty. There's no time machine. No flux capacitor yet.
I do feel like feels like he's operating within God's will, and therefore it's, quote, all going to work out, and that's also going to blow up in his face.
Well, no, it's just the whole mentality of, the more you suffer, the more it shows you really care. Just like the lyric from the 90s Offspring hit Self-Esteem. The mystery man is listening. Listen to Self-Esteem and think of the person that came to your house for some sort of party and didn't even sit down once before she was right out the door.
She was the last to get there and the first to leave. I guess it was a housewarming party. Anyway, there's no hope in this situation.
Bye.
There is hope that everybody else won't be that way. Just don't.
Again, you shouldn't have to suffer for the relationship. Life will throw enough challenges at you.
As sensitive as it may be to call someone retarded, this situation is f***ing retarded.
Pardon my French. That's not French. And if we're not canceled, we'll be right back.
Is it just a role play where he wants to be retarded and therefore he's going to act like it?
He should probably wear a bicycle helmet. That would complete the look. That was mean. I wear bicycle helmets too, just not while riding on a bus.
And we're canceled. It was fun.
Goodbye, everybody.
Here's one for people that are struggling to get a girlfriend.
I hope our mystery man is listening.
South Korea's birth rate. Now, that's South Korea.
South, like they're free, in other words.
Anyway, their birth rate is so low, the president wants to create a ministry to tackle it.
Yes, they are going to fucking do it. That's a direct quote.
He actually says it's a national emergency, so it's...
Yeah, you gotta, hey, let's go, guys. Let's do this. So, yeah, if you have an Asian fetish, there you go, the green lights in South Korea.
They will mobilize all of the nation's capabilities to overcome the low birth rate.
I tell you, if I ever overcame, I'd probably pass out.
Dang, they have the world's lowest fertility rate. That means you can try it probably a good bit, too, and they'll understand. I wonder why their fertility rate's so low.
I would assume diet for it to be among a mass of people like that. Some sort of dietary issue, maybe.
Throwing money at the problem has proved ineffective. More than $200 billion has been spent trying to boost the population over the past 16 years.
$200 billion on what exactly? Like an aphrodisiac to keep condoms from being imported? What are we doing? I don't understand.
They said they would use all their capabilities.
You know.
So I imagine that $200 billion could be spent on any number of things.
This brings up another issue. Staunton City has a fertility issue, and we're in desperate need of $200 billion in order to fix this. That's on top of the landfill expansion we have on the horizon we got to fund as well. Again,
I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
We got a big patch of woods. We've been letting a woman, a man, and a bear loose, kind of seeing what happens if it produces a kid.
The bear just mauled them both. We tried it with two different bears, two different couples, same results, so we just kind of stopped doing that. People are starting to ask questions.
Hey.
Hey, Rob. I've got some of those popsicles that I got making my small group. You want one?
Common pops?
Yep.
Only if you have enough to share.
I don't know how many people there are, so I can't answer that. I'm assuming it's just Rob and Todd.
No, no, we have the entire Wu-Tang Clan here with us, so you're going to need nine more, okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
We've actually been working on a birth rate and fertility problem, and we're using all resources to combat that.
Bill, this is a real news article here. South Korea has spent over $200 billion on, quote, the nation's fertility problem in order to boost the population. So, Bill, you like Asian women, man? South Korea's giving you the green light, buddy. They need babies, and they need them now. It's actually a state of emergency.
Well, you know, Russia did the same thing. It turns out that too much vodka will actually make you more sterile.
Good to know. Thank you.
I'm not even kidding. Putin declared like a national holiday. The whole point was go home and get your wife pregnant.
or some, you know, slam piece. Anyone. Doesn't have to be your wife. I'm sure he was very vague with that.
What is causing the problem in South Korea? Because it's probably not vodka.
Probably men who are too afraid to pursue a woman.
Okay.
You look at all these Asians, and they're just like always all in their phone and everything else. It's like, are y'all ever going to like talk to anyone?
Well, shoot, I see that with white people too. You know, if you want to talk about technology interfering, I guess. I don't know. I was thinking it was something with their diet, maybe.
It's one of the most technologically connected places, honestly.
They do have better internet. That is true.
Internet access and everything else. You know, I think that maybe there's too many distractions.
But then again, if women are glued to their phones, they're not necessarily out and about to meet guys. Maybe it's both genders' fault.
Korean pop rock.
Kogram Pop.
Is it K-pop? You know,
I mean, when they chose the name Dinky Wang as their band name,
Well, are you coming by?
Yeah, back to business. Where are these pops? What's your ETA, Billy? Yeah,
I am about to be at the top of the road here in just a moment. So I'll be there in a couple of minutes.
All right. If you're not, we'll wait longer. I hope the mystery man's listening.
You just have to pursue. That's what our caller was saying.
He does have a little bit of a point. It's almost like what tweens are in America times 10 there for the general population.
Their social structure is preventing sex. Dinky Wang, Lil Wang.
Yeah, they love you, Bill.
Would you rather be stuck on an island or somewhere in the woods with a man or a bear? And this is a question
specifically for women.
Most women would choose the bear because that's meant to make the guy think, why would she choose the bear? Which is obviously a very dangerous decision. I think that's fair to say, right? No one's wanting, really, I hope at least, not wanting to go picnicking with a bear.
Brittany, she said,
who's the guy?
Well, who's the bear? Might depend on the bear.
Yeah, if it's Yogi, I'm down with a picnic basket, man. I don't know about you. I know that Mr. Ranger wouldn't like it, but fuck him. I just want to know this. It wasn't too long ago, and you might remember this. I want to say in our high school days, and even a little bit after, it was wrong to judge people by their gender. In fact, the entire 20th century, we were taught through progressive social behavior that, you know, women are just like men, shouldn't be judged by their gender. Why is it okay to judge men now with that bear analogy? It's just the double standard. I feel like we have now overcorrected and now we're creating the same problem on the other end of the spectrum in some areas.
Ta-da!
That's implying all men are bad, just like all bears are wild.
In the comment sections, not every woman is picking the bear.
Oh, really?
Just for the record. Some women, that's their fantasy. Running through the woods, scared, and you're after them. It's right up there with rape fetish, which is a thing. I did not come up with that. In fact, I didn't know it existed until, well.
You know what? If body painting exists, smoking fetishes exist, why not? You know, everything's on the table now. 2024, man. Electric vehicles and weird fetishes are now the mainstream. I don't know. I just feel like this is kind of like remnants of the Me Too movement, which essentially was a good thing. But over several years' time, I feel like, again, like we do with every social problem we try to fix initially, we overcorrect and take it to a whole new level that no one really intended initially. And the whole bear argument's just symptom of that. I've never felt more judged in my life than by what I pee out of.
Let's go ahead and sign off.
All right. With Bill and the pops, the bears, and the women who love them. Good night, everybody. This is Staunton City.